The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council opposed the Sea Alaska bill from the start. It negotiated with the regional Native Corporation, but actively lobbied against the measure. Now, it's endorsed revised legislation proposed by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
This wasn't an easy decision.
Buck Lindekugel is a SEAC attorney who's been active in timber issues.
We tried to be realistic about our chances of stopping the bill or the opportunities available to continue to try to influence decision makers as the bill moves forward.
Murkowski's bill would transfer about 70,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest to Sea Alaska ownership. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act required the corporation to choose property from within boxes surrounding communities with large numbers of shareholders. Murkowski's bills have allowed selections from other parts of the forest.
We also got to remember that Sea Alaska has received 290,000 acres already around the villages, and those lands have been heavily hammered.
SEAC wants further changes to the bill, but Lindekugel says the new measure removes some very sensitive watersheds.
It drops nearly 30,000 acres of incredibly productive lands on North Prince of Wales from selection. And it dropped another 4,000 acres of high-value karst lands on Kosciuszko Island.
While SEAC changed its stand, others did not. Nine Tongass communities near the proposed selections are actively opposing Murkowski's new bill.
Greetings from your neighbors on North Prince of Wales Island. We, the residents of Point Baker and Port Protection, are asking you to join our voices in opposition to the latest Sea Alaska lands bill.
That's the beginning of a commentary voiced by residents of the northwest part of the island for Petersburg's KFSK radio. Point Baker's Andrea Hernandez says the 20-plus people in the recording want to speak as a group without giving their names. The commentary points to Sea Alaska's agreement to a Native Claims Act amendment limiting selections to areas around Native villages. They say they've built their lives and their communities around the guarantee that they'll be able to hunt, fish, and log on nearby Tongass lands.
Now the corporation wants to exchange the land from their designated areas to areas around our towns. How fair is this?
They particularly oppose a provision transferring additional land from part of the northwest coast.
Alder Creek is a highly productive salmon stream and some of the highest volume old growth left on the north end of Prince Wales Island is in Calder Bay. Sea Alaska will most assuredly clear-cut every last bit of it, leaving the entire watershed bare with inadequate protection to the streams.
Thorn Bay, Hollis, Nocatee, Whale Pass, Kuprinoff, Edna Bay, and Cape Pole are the other communities in the group of nine. Sea Alaska says the legislation has undergone many changes since it was first proposed in 2007.
We can prove that we've listened to people and that we have been able to go in and make changes that try to remove the rough edges off this bill.
Vice President Rick Harris says the latest version reflects most critics' concerns.
Nobody's going to be happy with every aspect of it, but if you go compare what we could select inside the withdrawals or inside the boxes versus this selection, we think we just end up with a much better result.
We see it as a bill that would just make a lot of rich people within Sea Alaska richer.
Dominic Salvato is a Sea Alaska shareholder living in Anchorage. He runs a Facebook page that's critical of the corporation. He says past practice shows the corporation is not environmentally responsible.
It's a man-made tsunami that went through Cake and went through Nuna. And it's just promising to be more of the same. So it's got to stop somewhere. The Tongass has given enough.
Salvato also thinks shareholders will not get much of a benefit from land selections or timber operations.
They're looking at the land like, how can we convert it to cash? They don't look at it for its beauty and scenery. They're looking at it for how they could convert it to long-term and at-risk bonuses for executives.
Other Native activists support the bill. Richard Peterson is president of the tribal government of Kasan, a Haida village on Prince of Wales Island.
Sea Alaska has so far been good stewards, and they've been coming and meeting with our community and working with us and engaging us in that process. So it's a deal that needs to be closed.
Murkowski's land selection bill has not yet been heard by the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, where she's the ranking Republican member. Spokesman Robert Dillon says critics need to know this is about as good as it's going to get.
We believe that we've addressed, you know, the majority of their legitimate concerns, and we would hope that they would take a hard look at that, because the land selection's got to be finalized one way or the other. And as SEAC pointed out, this bill is better than letting them select out of their original boxes.
The Alaska Forest Association, an industry group, supports the bill, though it says the measure has undergone too many changes. The U.S. Forest Service has not taken a formal position. The agency has been critical of earlier bills. A similar measure with fewer compromises was introduced in the House by Representative Don Young. While his measure passed the House last year, most involved say the Senate bill is most likely to get attention. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.